Welcome, boys and girls, out to the farm. Out here checking on the cows and letting the dogs run. But beautiful day in South Carolina. It's gonna be, I don't know, 95, 96 today, but it's kind of early in the morning, around 10 o'clock. And, you know, the whole world's gone crazy. We got Justin Trudeau getting a divorce.
Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his wife Sophie are separating after 18 years of marriage. The couple announced the separation on Instagram, but they said they remain a close family with deep love and respect for each other. They've got three children together. The Prime Minister's office says while the pair has signed a separation agreement, they will still make public appearances.
But you know what's interesting about that is old Justin, he's been at all these, you know, transgender, gay, LGBTQ2RTS parades and everything, and you know, he kind of looks that way. You know, he kind of tinkerbells around and all, and I think Miss Trudeau said, man, you're too gay for me. So he's going to be coming out the closet. And then you got old Barry and Mikey done killed a chef.
Body of ex-president's cook, 45 years old, is found 100 feet from shore in paddle boarding drowning accident.
Said they weren't there, but they were there. And then old Barry, he comes up, shows up the next day golfing. Got a whop upside the head and his fingers is all bandaged up. I don't know what got into that chef. Maybe him and Mikey were having an affair or something. But look for Barry and Mikey to come out and tell the American people, at least the ones that didn't know, that yeah, they are a thing, and both of them got outies.
Do you think that the country will see the United States will see the first gay president or the first woman president?
Well, we already have it with Obama, so let's just calm down.
Got it.
You know Michelle is a tramp.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender. We all know.
Oh my gosh.
Oh gosh. It's okay.
Him, we got the zombie Congress. You know, old Mitch McConnell up there, and the girl comes up there and touches his hand, and he goes to shutting up. You know, just standing there looking at everybody like he don't even know where he's at. Then you got this girl. This lady, this congressman, speaking this speech, and the googly-eyed girl behind her is saying the speech, even says the mistakes and corrects the mistakes.
So that's that Jamie Plaskett. She's the attack dog for the Democrats, and she's pro-censorship, pro-mandates.
Epstein-backed candidate and from the Virgin Islands.
And she takes money from Jeffrey Epstein.
She's a good person is what I'm trying to say.
So this person's sitting behind her, and let's watch what happens. Let's just watch.
I wanted to introduce into the record page 55 from the committee's interview with FBI employee Roya Demlow, who you just spoke about, which took place on July 17, 2023. In that line, she says, the question was asked, okay, if someone were to leave here today, were to leave this interview and were to suggest or imply that when you said the laptop was real, that meant that the FBI had affirmatively determined in October 2020 that the laptop belonged to Hunter Biden, that the contents belonged to Hunter Biden, and that the contents had not been manipulated in some way, would they be representing what you said, correct? Answer by Ms. Demlow, they would be representing what I said because I don't have much knowledge of that. They would be misrepresenting what I said, because I don't have much knowledge of that. Because this committee likes to misrepresent or leave off complete sentences of what individuals said, I'd like to introduce this into the record.
Objection.
Thank you. And as to no comment by an FBI, that's usually what they say when there's
when there are liars. That's, she didn't know the difference. Like, this is how much the words are not hers. She said represented, and there's a person there to like fix it.
Misrepresented. Yeah. So, okay, I don't know what we just watched there, Kurt, but.
Talking about zombie Congress. I don't know if they're, you know, tied up with the MK Ultra brainwashing zombiness, but I think that we got a zombie Congress. And then you got the WWF elections. You know, the Trump indictments. Oh, great day. You know what I get gets me? Everybody talks about the 2016 election and the 2020 election and all the elections. 2016 election was rigged. It was thrown. It was this and that. Duh. Duh. Got a little airplane action going on above me here. Sorry about that. But, you know, the selections have been rigged for years and years and years. The question you ought to be asking is, why did your owners want you to know, want to make it so blatantly obvious, and then make it where you can't change it anyway? That's what you ought to be asking. But nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care, that they're driving a wedge, that the MAGA people have become MAGA manias. I mean, you know, it's Trump or nothing at this point. They won't even dare to question anything that he did. I mean, he was the bestest since the bestest since the bestest. You know, warp speed doesn't matter. Lockdowns don't matter. Doesn't matter that he had a bunch of neocons in there touting for any kind of war. Doesn't matter that he bombed Syria like a, you know, over a fake chemical spill, chemical attack. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if he says, but we're there to take the oil from Syria. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all. Doesn't matter at all that he put Jerome Powell in the Federal Reserve instead of putting somebody in that would clean the place up and close the doors. Doesn't matter that he said, lock her up, lock her up. And as soon as he got in there, oh, they're good people.
You should lock her up, I'll tell you.
Lock up the Bidens. Lock up Hillary.
Lock them up, yeah. Lock them up.
That's some of my favorites. They even got, well, I even go golfing with them. Yeah. Then we got the aliens. Oh, my goodness, the aliens. Now, guys, people testifying, oh, yeah, we got aliens, we got spacecraft and all kind. Man, we got everything, but you can't see them. We can't show you the evidence, but we got them. I'm just telling you, we got aliens and alien ships and all that kind of stuff. show me the proof. Kind of like, what was it, Tom Cruise? Show me the money.
Jerry, you better yell. Show me the money.
Show me the money. You know, the whole thing is they want you to see it. They want to make it so obvious that you can't deny it. But you will. And they want you to know, you know, 2016 was a good opportunity for them to see if you were going to do anything. Then along comes the Rona in 2020, and they wanted to see if you'd do anything then, and you didn't. He didn't do a damn thing. Now comes the circus again. What are you going to do? It's like Stalin says, I don't care who votes. I just care who's going to count the votes. You know, there was somebody who said, Mitch McConnell got booed off of the stage. And then somebody commented, hey, well, you know, those people, those idiots voted for him. And I made a point. I said, well, how do you know all them people voted for Mitch McConnell? I mean, how many people would go around saying, did you vote for Mitch McConnell? Did you vote for Mitch McConnell? I mean, most people don't know who you voted for or anything. Don't really give a damn. So what if nobody voted for Mitch McConnell, but everybody thinks everybody voted for Mitch McConnell? Look here in South Carolina. Lindsey Graham gets booed everywhere he goes. And yet he wins a majority. Wins the primary. Nobody seems to notice and nobody seems to care about that. Oh, it's just the stupid people vote. Just the stupid people vote. Who's counting the vote? Yeah, way back when it was a half a pint of liquor to vote for your candidate. You brought your little slip out and you got you a half pint of liquor. Now, it don't even cost liquor. They put the illusion up. The mainstream media puts up the illusion. They put up these polls and all so that you think that so-and-so is winning. And lo and behold, so-and-so wins. Kind of crazy like that. But the whole world gone topsy-turvy. And everybody's believing the lies. And it still got you playing the game. Still got you playing the game. Hope. Hopium. Everybody got hopium. Oh, we're going to straighten this thing right out. You know, we're nearing $33 trillion. You look at the debt clock, it's just ticking away at 32.69 or something like that. 33, huh? 33. I wonder how it happens at 33. You know, a lot of people are saying, watch out for September and October. Might be a little bit of financial crash or something. You got some more banks in trouble, big banks. Billions and billions of dollars leaving and all. Yeah, we're in for some. It's all getting to a crescendo, I think. I think all of the Ukraine war, you know, and the Biden crime family, you know, I always often say it's called the criminal justice system for a reason. It's run by criminals on behalf of criminals. And what a joke it is, because us poor slaves, we suffer the consequences, and those on top, there are no consequences. That's what plantation owners write the rules. They don't have to play by the rules, but they write them. And so now people are like, the criminal justice system is going to give them justice. I don't think so, boys and girls. I hear talk about building alternative political systems, that kind of thing. We're starting to hear a little bit about secession, you know, states pulling out of the union. Yeah. How many of these states are tied around the neck with government grants and government mandates and all that, and if they lose all these billions of dollars that flow in to keep them in line, what would the people do? The people gonna revolt, because they're not getting their checks no more, because they ain't getting their share no more. Well, who knows? It's going to be quite a ride. Yeah. A scheduled apocalypse. Looking at food shortages and all. GMO crops. Central bank digital currency. Social credit system. Do you even care? Just like I talked about in my last video. You put a little bit of fear in these people, they will scatter like rats. They don't even stand on principles. Their principles take a nap. It's so pretty out here now. Check it out. That's one of the beaver ponds. It's beautiful out here. God's creation. Of course, the devil rules all of it. All the nations of the world, controlled by the devil. And greatest lie he ever told is that he didn't exist. And the people think that the USA was birthed from God. Like all these founder boys, they got an email from God. You know, here, form this here government to control the people. It'll be freedom, I'm telling you, freedom. But, Justin's gay. Barry and Mikey killed a chef. WWF Worldwide Wrestling. Oh yeah, Elon Musk and what is it, Zuckerberg, gonna do their thing. And the circus is getting ready to come to town in South Carolina. I'll be looking forward to that. Anyway, we're gonna be wandering around the farm for a while. I was gonna try to get her a mole or something. Anyway, boys and girls, that's enough of that. Tell you what, till next time. Peace.